بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اختلاف أصحابي لكم رحمة، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه البيهقي رحمه الله تعالى. الله سبحانه وتعالى has fashioned the deen in such a way that although in 95, rather you can say 99% of deen, there is no difference of opinion. There is a small portion of deen, a very tiny portion of deen, in which there are differences of opinion. And these differences of opinion, you can say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned them. And the proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned them is this hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the differences of opinion of my companions is a means of mercy for you. So this hadith tells us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that after me, there will be differences of opinion in my companions. But he didn't tell them that after me, make sure you don't have any differences of opinion. What did he say instead? Instead, he left a message for the ummah that after that, if my companions disagree on some deeni matter, and by extension, anyone who is in the following the footsteps of my companions, the pious ulama after that, then don't think it is something evil. Understand that there are many hidden wisdoms behind it, and it is a mercy for you. That is exactly why I'm telling you. I am not telling you that avoid it. Always make sure that you must reconcile. No, understand it is a mercy. So that is the first point. The second point we must understand is that differences of opinion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that there are a mercy. But differences of opinion is not the same as having enmity and hatred and speaking in and doing ghibah of the other party. Regarding this, Sayyiduna ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, al-khilafu sharrun. Enmity, hatred, that is evil. So we must understand this difference. Because unfortunately, many a time, sometimes in our gatherings where, you know, there is someone who doesn't have much ilm, who doesn't have understanding of deen, because of some difference of opinion, they sometimes start speaking ill of ulama, start speaking ill of the other side. So at that time, we should understand that this is not something that is evil. It is something which was planned. And the second thing we should make sure is that we don't make our tongue dirty. We don't destroy our deen. A very great alim of the past, Ibn Asakir rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say, that a very great muhaddith, that the flesh of the ulama is poisonous. What does that mean? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Quran says rather, that when you do ghibah, it is as if you are eating the flesh of that person. It's an analogy. So he used to say, that if you do ghibah of the ulama, that is poisonous for your deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand and practice upon this. Ameen wa akhirna wa alhamdulillah.